I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He's dead.
Yeah. I mean...
Hello and ho 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 hos. Welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. This is the podcast that is more important than Christmas. The war on Christmas is over. And it's time to celebrate basketball.
Who won? Who won the war?
The Elves by 20.
The war on Airbuds has officially started.
Yeah.
We are the most persecuted three people on Earth.
Earth, yeah. The UN keeps trying to stop this podcast, and we're like, fuck you guys. No. Mm-hmm.
Trying to make a joke about a cease. I don't think it's going to hit.
Well, we have a Jewish, person, a black person, and a white man. And is anyone more persecuted than us three? I'm Joe Rogan.
I'm Ben Shapiro,
and I'm what's that Jason
Whitlock.
Name? Well, Jason Whitlock is the easy one. I was looking for who's the lady? Candace Owens.
Candace Owens.
Hello, I'm Candace.
You could be
Owens.
Sage Steele.
Ooh, Sage Steele, the cutest of the black people who aren't with us.
That's true.
Of all of the black people who are down for our fall, Sage Steele is at the top of the list.
Should we do a Patreon episode of people we would most hate fuck?
We probably should.
I can't confirm or deny my interest in that. I guess you just have to subscribe to the Patreon, because I feel like no matter what I say to that, it's going to get me in trouble.
The one episode Beth listens to, she like finds out and she's like,
wait a minute.
She's dissecting the tape.
That's just it. Like, wait, Peter, we both want to fuck Jordan Peterson?
Well, he is Canadian.
That's a plus? All right.
If you want to hear that episode, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you access to the Airbuds Discord, and gets you probably put on some kind of list by the government.
The good list.
Yeah, the nice list. The nice list. Not the
segue.
Naughty list.
We got a segue on our hands.
Give us 5 stars on Apple and Spotify and blah, 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 blah. And now we go to the main content of our show, the NBA Naughty and Nice List for 2023. Guys, there's been plenty of naughty players and plenty of nice players. And it's our job to sort through them all.
In about 39 minutes. Let's get it.
Yeah, that's about it. Guys, Jamal, I'm going to ask you straight up, who's your number one naughty player for the season?
I mean, it's hard not to say Draymond Green right now.
It's gotta be Draymond Green.
It's Draymond. He's like, he is a lump of coal of a man. And I guess I'm the only one who can make that joke.
Yeah. And
so I
was gonna say it's not a colorism thing. It's just,
it's not. He is he himself. His spirit is a lump of coal. It has nothing to do with him being a dark skinned man. I assure you.
Yeah. He's he has assaulted multiple coworkers within 1 month. He's been suspended 3 times within this year. Is that right?
Yep. And everyone in the NBA is his coworker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels like we're in like a teacher's lounge right now where no one knows what to do with the worst student who like you can't expel because like, I don't know. They just like, can't like expulsion's not like no one knows how to punish him anymore.
Expulsion means nothing to him because if you expel him, he'll just be worse. He'll podcast more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was about to say, is this the biggest loss for podcasting?
Yeah, because he was on fire. When they won in 2021 and he was doing the show after every game, that was like the height of sports. Sports podcasting had returned.
I can't imagine it would have like gone over well. There were some murmurings on Zach Lowe's pod this week or last about like how some people in the Warriors didn't love him podcasting after every game. And it's like, well, you didn't hear any more about that because they won. If they would have lost to the Celtics and he was podcasting, that might have been worse than Spotify. You know, that might have been the end of podcasting in general.
Well, it wouldn't have been the end of podcasting, but that might have been big enough to get him off the team. Like if they lost that series and he got suspended for, let's say, ripping out one of Jason Tatum's testicles on like a 50-50 ball on a play where you should be nowhere near a man's testicles.
Let's talk Draymond about that more specifically. How do you rip out one testicle? What does that look like? Is there an incision?
Well, it starts with not cutting your nails.
It's precision.
It's precision, and you got to have your nails really long.
You know Draymond keeps one nail really long, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's not like for cocaine.
It's not for cocaine. It is definitely for scraping people across the face while getting a rebound. He's currently suspended indefinitely. They expect it to be for at least 3 weeks while he gets therapy.
And we all know, you know, therapy, you need about 2 to 3 weeks for it to kick in, right?
Three weeks of therapy is like you might as well be a monk.
John Morant only needed 3 days, and then he gave up guns altogether.
Yeah, he was like, I'm good. He found God. Honestly, I would believe it more if they were like, we're going to make these players find Christ.
I do fully expect Draymond Green to come back to his podcast and talk about finding Christ. I think that is like the only solution to this, right?
Honestly,
nah, because he's already found Christ. You can't be in Michigan and not have found something.
Did he talk about Jesus when he got caught sending dick pics or no?
Nah, I forgot about the dick pics. Didn't he have a remote for scale? Or is that everybody else? Did everybody else have a remote for scale? Oh,
no. Wait, he had a remote.
I'll
next
be the brave
to his...
one to look it up. Hold on, one.
Thank you. I swear, you
we all play a certain role in this podcast, and Benner, that is definitely your lane, my guy.
Benner, please, thank you. Continue to have a fucked up search history.
Yeah, not all heroes wear capes, Mike.
For the betterment of the show.
Wow, they really buried it.
Yeah, they did.
Clearly not far enough.
Yeah, they buried it. I wonder
There's
where.
A lot of blurred pics that are up top, but hold on.
Well, did they blur the remote?
No, I think it was just his dick.
Okay, there was no remote. So I just put the remote next to the picture of myself. That's what I was remembering. I just did it on my own.
You just had a Roku remote next to the picture?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, whoopsies. This remote is bigger than my iPhone. He sent it to everybody on Snapchat. That's incredible. It wasn't even like a direct. No one leaked it.
Draymond like, is so.
He just posted like, it to his main feed on Snapchat.
He's had such a busy NBA career. That's like not even going to make his like Wikipedia like top five of like things that he's done.
Bro, someone made a highlight reel of him assaulting other players. It was like 4 minutes long. Like, to have a 4 minute long highlight reel of the times that you punched or kicked other people is crazy.
The man is great at his job.
It's almost past naughty. Like he's who is the villain in the Santa Claus? Who's the bad guy? He's like that level.
The guy that Tim Allen turned in for drugs.
Oh, right.
I was thinking of Bad Santa, and I was going to say rich people, but I don't know. Who is the bad guy in the Santa Claus, and who's the bad guy in Bad Santa?
I actually have no idea.
Is Santa the bad guy in Bad Santa?
Well, I don't think there is a bad guy in the Santa Claus. It's just because, like, Santa Claus just slips and dies, and then it's just Tim Allen becoming the Santa Claus. And there's, like, kind of no conflict in the movie other than that.
Can I confess something? I've never seen The Santa Claus.
Oh, it's one of Beth's favorites. It's fine.
I should watch it, probably, right?
It's fine. The child in the movie is one of the most annoying children to ever be a child on camera. He's just, like, snitching on his dad the whole time.
What is like, my dad's Santa, my dad's Santa.
Yeah, just running around screaming that his dad is Santa. Meanwhile, his dad's trying to not get 5150'd because he's really Santa. So now his kid's running around
he's
the streets
and
everybody's
fired.
Think he's fucking crazy. He's trying to keep his job and his kid is like, my dad's Santa, he can fly. Yeah. Both of these niggas is going to end up in the insane asylum.
Honestly, maybe the kid is the bad guy. Maybe his son is
the
bad
kid
guy.
Is trying to get his dad 5150.
Kid has no idea what's at stake here. Talking that Santa shit in public.
Man.
Honestly, that is true. Like everybody does think he is an absolute mind. It's in an unhinged movie. There's some bad guys in like the follow-ups. Like Martin Short plays like a Nicholas Frost, maybe? Is that
Wait,
right?
Martin Short isn't it?
He's in like a sequel.
The second one. Okay.
Or maybe the third. I don't know. I don't think I've seen any of them other than the first one.
All right. We're going to watch these movies and do a Patreon episode about the Air Bud's reaction to Santa Claus, the series.
Look, our backlog is crazy, and basically, it's like it's mostly on me. I feel like I just got to get through Kwanzaa, and we can start catching up on some stuff.
I think anytime we're like, we should watch a movie and talk about it for the podcast, it is usually Jamel that's like, yeah, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
You would think it would be me. You think I would be, you know.
Yeah, it's always me, bro.
It's somehow Peter has like, yeah, I watched it twice. And then Jamel's like,
took
oh, sorry.
Notes. Peter took extensive notes, and I'm just like, yeah, my bad. I was in Burbank shitting my pants or something.
So I was like, I was in Burbank shitting my pants. Or I did watch 9 episodes of Law & Order SRU. We could talk about those.
Yeah, I'll just kind of make you guys do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, listen. Just let me get through Kwanzaa, and we'll get that together. I'll do the Jason Whitlock impression. I'll do it all.
Dude, I think that's going to, like... Well, yeah. Well, I think you just need 3 characters, man. You do those 3, and all of a sudden, like, you're going to be, like, on a CBS show.
Lethal Dribbler is the most important to me in my mind.
Guys, we can't give away the surprise of these videos.
Listen, Benner, we know the tens of people who listen to this show are not going to do anything. None of them have access to Jamel, so.
That's true.
Well, who's the, okay, let me just get us off this. Who's the nicest player on you guys' nicey list this year?
You go ahead, Benner.
Well, look, this is going to sound like big homerism, but he is so sweet and so kind and so nice, and he's had such a great beginning to the season, he's made such a leap in terms of going from a good player to all-star level. And he's just so likable. Tyrese Maxey, number one nicest guy on my list, I think.
Okay.
Can we just talk about how nice the Sixers have been? Because I feel like you could vote for Nick Nurse as the nicest, of just kind of being not Doc Rivers. And also, you know I don't podcast with you guys more than once every 3 months, but low-key, Joel Embiid is just probably leading the MVP.
He's leading it right now, and he barely has to play in fourth quarters.
It's amazing. I just want to take a quick second, Benner, to congratulate you on a team that is at least through the preseason of the NBA, which we all know is just basketball until Christmas. This has been the best case scenario for you. You've got rid of Harden. You've got Nick Batum, who's just like the perfect kind of player for you guys to just like have filling in all these spots. Everyone's playing well. Nick Nurse is doing all of his squats and also letting the team be normal. Maxey looks great. I think the whole team should be on the nice list. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Makes the podcast worse, though, because you being sad
for
is
sure.
Like,
yeah, kind of important to us.
Well, Peter, Merry Christmas to you, because I'm about to be sad real quick. I do think the team has been great. Joel Embiid is playing even better than last season. And if he, you know, continues this way, he will be MVP again. I have been watching James Harden in Los Angeles, and he is the last, 5 to 10 games. He's back in game shape and he's looking great. And I see that and I'm like, damn, that is exactly what the Sixers need, is this James Harden.
Okay, yeah, but
that's like, it was never going to happen. It just wasn't going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
But it just goes to I looked dumb the first 15 games of the season when James Harden was playing like shit and the Clippers looked bad, and I was, you know, my whole like the Clippers, I mean the Sixers would have been perfect if they just found a way to make James Harden happy. And now the last 10 games, I feel like I look brilliant by that statement. They should have fired Daryl Morey. They should have given James Harden whatever he wanted, and found a way to make him buy into whatever system Nick Nurse had.
Speaking of which, I'm going to go ahead and nominate Russ. Russ, I mean, this guy, he had finally found his role in his home with the team, and James comes and instead of letting the team be bad for like a month, Russ, he was there for a week and a half. He watched it go down and he said, guys, I just have to come off the bench and it'll all work. And it is.
So he is on the
nice
list.
He's the nice one, because he could have been naughty. He could have been naughty and said, fuck James, and turned it into a cold war.
I think the Clippers, though, and this goes back to what Benner was saying, though, I think this is the Clippers are a team that is finding chemistry in mutually assured destruction. Everybody needs the Clippers to succeed for their own complete self-interest.
Yeah, it's like
Paul George, Kawhi, and their contracts, Russ to kind of stay in the league and stay kind of relevant, James to get his contract, like Steve Ballmer to get them all to Inglewood so that they can help him, you know, bring people to poop in the same arena at the same time during a basketball game. Like, all of these are important. And I think it's the best part of any business relationship, to be honest, is like the best kind of relationships are the ones where everybody has their own goals that are totally aligned with the team goals. I think, you know, Doc is very much on the record for, you know, Ubuntu and all this other stuff. But I think with like grown ass men who are trying to live out their own self-interest as individuals and you know, people who have families and responsibilities and life outside it, this kind of, I don't think you would have ever gotten this James Harden no matter what, Benner. So I do think there is something nice for all of us, myself included, eating crow on the Clippers being fucking just fun and engaging.
I wanted it to work out more than any of you. I love the Clippers. And you guys loved the Clippers, and then they broke your heart. I have not had my heart broken.
We had season tickets for them, and that really was...
Yeah, I have not had my heart broken by this.
We were in on Lob City. We were casually in on Lob City, and that was tough.
I think I was all in on Lob City, and they definitely, like... Lob City was a thing where, like, they didn't give a shit about the game. And if you were like, I love you, Lob City, they were like, fuck you, and, like, push you into the mud and stomp in your heart. Like, they were a hard team to be a fan of.
Lob City is a perfect example, Benner, of, like, the opposite of what I'm talking about with this Clippers team, where, like, Blake and Chris and Doc, even, and even JJ, to that, they all didn't, like, their selfish interests did not align in the same direction. Like, they didn't line up. They might have been a better team and probably, like, but, like, I just, like, they all hated each other. They all just could not get along. And it feels like all of these folks, like, I mean, you know, Kawhi right now will not stay healthy, but is a top five player in the NBA right now. It's crazy.
He might stay healthy. Why? He's played every game. When is the last time we've been, like, 30 games in and Kawhi Leonard has started every single one?
It's nuts.
Like, 2012 when he was a rookie or whatever?
Maybe.
One team with a naughty and a nice. I'm going to go ahead and nominate Rick Carlisle for naughty and Tyrese Halliburton for nice.
Oh, okay. Tell me about Rick Carlisle.
Rick Carlisle keeping the game ball from
Giannis. Stealing the ball. Yeah. For come a rookie, on.
And then making the rookie.
That was fucked up.
Making the rookie keep it. Now the rookie has to, like, now Rick Carlisle's like, if you give that ball to Giannis, you'll never play again. You hear me, you little bitch?
Okay, so there's contradicting narratives about what happened. Like, I feel like the official narrative that came out via Shams, like, after everything settled, was that who's the rookie? What was his name?
Omar Fuckface.
Omar Fuckface. So, hold on. I will get it in 1 minute. But apparently, so the Bucks, or I'm sorry, the Bucks team did get Giannis's game ball.
There was a guy in a green shirt who got the ball.
He got the official game ball that Giannis was concerned about. And the Pacers rookie, damn it, I'm not finding this at all.
Well, then
the Pacers rookie, he got one of the other balls that was used. So the Pacers or the Bucks team took the official game ball, but for some reason Giannis thought that the Pacers took the game ball when they just took another ball.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then speaking of which, angry.
Giannis is also on the naughty list since he fucking he was knocking the fucking ladder down from the guy. Remember he tried to take a ladder from a guy?
Yeah. Was that during the Philly series?
It was after the Sixers game
game, that's right.
In about March. he was trying to put up free throws while the team was, while the team's like maintenance was like trying to like break down the court because they probably had a hockey game or something the next day, and he kicked over the ladder that they were using.
And that is pretty naughty. Now, Rick Carlisle might not be naughty for what he did, but then have the Pacers going to sign James Johnson right after that is naughty.
That is really funny that they did sign James Johnson, kickboxing master.
A karate expert.
Yeah.
After a little shoving match with Giannis.
I want to double down on Giannis. There was a weird kind of like reaction to Giannis in his attitude towards getting the game ball. He tried to run back into the Pacers locker room and fight people and had to be held back and blah, 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 blah. And everyone was like, this is not like Giannis. It is exactly like Giannis. He is the most like temperamental, bitchy, like outside of Luka, the most bitchy player in the fucking league. This is entirely within his character. I didn't understand why everyone was like, Giannis is not one to react like this. I was like, yes, he is. He is mad at the refs all the time. He bitches at everyone. The guy is a walking fucking offensive foul. He is a violent, angry man. Also very horny.
We only want to think about the horny.
Which puts him on the nice list for me, but yeah. the naughtiness.
Really goes back and forth with you, Benner. It just like always comes back.
Is he naughty? Is he nice?
I would say actually, to me, and maybe I'm just I'm the coach's guy here, but their coach, who is a first-year head coach, getting into a fight with a Dame Lillard whisperer, Terry Stotts, who was Dame's fucking coach for the bulk of his career, whatever awful you had preseason was enough for Terry Stotts to be like, fuck you, I quit. That to me was kind of a naughty component of this season that kind of set up the rest of their year, where I'm just like, bro, this is just like, this is such a bad way to start this thing. And like, I think it aligns with just like, you know, it folds into Drew Holiday, their lack of depth, Chris Middleton being washed and all these other things. But I don't know, man, that was to me just like, also there's this whole weird thing where like Giannis doesn't join team huddles during timeouts.
Yeah.
And just like sits at the scorer's table. Like if you're the head coach, man, like you're the fucking boss. It's your job to fucking manage all this shit. And he seems pretty aggressively outmatched.
I mean, is he? The Bucks kind of settled in. I mean, Chris Middleton's playing more minutes.
Yeah, I guess it's really about how Chris Middleton is playing in March, but
right. Well, the Bucks had like kind of a disastrous start to the season in the first five games, and then have picked it up. I mean,
they're 19-7,
the 2 seed right now.
Yes, I understand, but like, I still think like, listen, if we're talking about,
I get it. If we're doing naughty and nice, you gave us a naughty right there. You had to give us a naughty.
Well,
right
let me add to Giannis's naughtiness. So this whole kerfuffle over the game ball happened because of him scoring 64 points, which is a Bucks scoring record, which seems crazy, right? A team that had Lou Alcindor.
Yeah.
You would think, and Oscar Robinson.
Yeah. And the scoring record is 64. It seems
and
crazy.
And Marquise Johnson. I mean, that guy, all he did was score. I don't even know what else he did on the floor but score.
Yeah. Okay, so Giannis, to get 64 points in that game, he took 32 free throws. He was 24 or 32
free throws. It was 7.5 hours long.
And, okay, so the Pacers were getting blown out. They emptied their bench at about the 5-minute mark. Giannis and four starters stayed in until about a minute with the game left. Giannis scored 16 of his 64 points against literally the Pacers scrubs.
This checks out because that's kind of like who Giannis is. Giannis is like, you know, Giannis is a lot of qualities that I feel like have been ascribed to people like Joel or Rudy for kind of like stat chasing or stuffing. And he kind of gets away with it.
Because, man, he is exactly what the league is looking for, man. A European guy who is black still. Come on, but man. It's perfect.
It is very much like flirting versus harassment. Like, Giannis is flirting and Embiid is harassment. Giannis gets, like, he averages more free throws than Embiid. And
God
he's,
damn. Tell me you like the Cavs and the Sixers without telling me you like the Cavs and the Sixers. Christ almighty.
Why is Giannis seen as, like, you know, the face of the league and Embiid is seen as a flop merchant?
Because he's from Africa and he's sneaky.
Another thing I can't say, but you can say. Yeah.
Come on, Candace Owens, reporting live. I got all the answers.
All right, guys, give me someone on the nice list, because we've been talking
Tyrese
about
Tyrese Halliburton is on the nice list. Tyrese Halliburton erased the entire memory of the FIBA World Cup. He's on a team that does not play any defense, but he has become one of the most beloved point guards in a league coded in point guards.
I got someone for you on the nice list. Fucking Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, man. Number two in the West. Just quietly having an unbelievable season. Dark horse MVP candidate potentially.
I think he should be like top tier. I think
all NBA.
Can we just say all of OKC is on the nice list?
I mean, I was going to say too, like Chet Holmgren.
All of them.
Chet Holmgren is all of them. Chet Holmgren's on the nice list, but the way that like Chet Holmgren talks makes me disconcert. Like makes me it feels like if I put him on the nice list, it feels kind of racist somehow.
I'm not sure where or why. I got one guy on the Oklahoma City Thunder I might not put on the nice list. I won't elaborate.
Wait, tell me. Who am I? Go ahead.
Are you forgetting about Josh fucking Giddey?
Oh, shit. Ooh. I forgot they signed him.
You forgot Josh Giddey's been on the team for 3 years?
Wait. Yeah. Has he been on the team for 3 years? I thought they signed him this season, no?
No.
Josh Giddey's been on the team for three years.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Primo in my mind.
They got Josh Primo.
That's also not bad. They got him too.
Wait, hold on. No, someone signed Josh Primo, no. Right?
I'd assume it would be the Wizards who would do that.
He only knows how to make something appear and disappear, so it makes sense for the Wizards.
I'm also going to put Jaylen Brown on the nice list.
The Clippers signed Primo.
Jesus, why? Was this when they were losing games? They signed him when Harden was like still fucking up, right?
I think so, yeah. They signed him about 8 games ago when the season was done. Yeah.
If you guys don't act right, we're going to let this guy jerk off all in the locker room.
If we're going rapid fire here. Can we also put Rudy Gobert on the nice list?
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Everybody destroyed that trade. Gave them a year to figure it out. They were okay. They did give the Nuggets the toughest competition in last year's playoffs. Carl Anthony Towns was right on a podcast that was still annoying. And they've got the best defense. They're number one in the fucking West by 3 games.
Yeah, and I mean they did it to the Heat last night.
5 right now. They are like far and away the best team in the league at the moment. Other than the Celtics. Yeah.
Him and Kat on the, like, also something I've been leading the charge on. They're going to have to trade Kat. Not a good look. And, like, him and Kat on the floor are great together.
You know what Minnesota needed? Here's what they needed. The reason why Jimmy didn't work was because Jimmy's not cool. They needed a young guy who the team could rally around because the guy looks cool. Anthony Edwards is, like, a cool guy. And when Anthony Edwards shows that he's willing to hang out with the dorks that are the rest of the Wolves, it galvanized them. Kat and Anthony Edwards are going to Target together.
Do you think we're predisposed to enjoy Anthony Edwards' basketball game because he physically looks like Michael Jordan when he does shit? Like, yes. Do you think, because, like, you know, the end of that game last night against, who were they? The Heat. They beat the Heat. I'm sorry, they beat the Heat cultures. And
Peter, yeah, you said last night that the Heat's city editions this year look like an ad for health insurance. And
no, it looks like an insurance logo. It looks like the font that someone would submit to like Kaiser Permanente for like how they should like redesign their. Those, they're so fucking stupid.
But so weird.
It's so embarrassing.
But
just like Anthony Edwards getting the rock, backing someone down, and then hitting like a jumping fadeaway off the glass. You're like,
turn around, fadeaway off the glass. That was like
Michael, the most gorgeous
fucking shot I've ever seen.
One and night after and as soon telling as he had the it, lady you were like, this is going in. Child.
Yeah, well, yes. That's
he is still on the naughty list. He's naughty.
He is naughty. I would say, I was going to say, I think Rudy Gobert and the Timberwolves are all on the nice list except for Anthony Edwards and his current scandal.
Yes, that is bad. I will say, too, though.
Just wear a fucking condom, Anthony Edwards. Just put a condom on.
Yeah.
Come on,
man. Wrap it up, dude. But also, I think he's on the naughty list because he's a bad dude on the court, too. So it kind of works both ways. He's a bad dude on the court.
He's naughty.
And he's kind of back off the court, maybe.
And he's naughty on the court.
His shoes, once again, I must make the joke twice. His shoes look like a condom. Just put them on your penis.
They do. His shoes do look like a condom. I was like, I wanted to like his shoes more, and I just don't.
There's something a little like, and then he's being naughty in the ads for the shoes. He's like, he's trying to get Kevin Durant to wear them. He's saying everybody else's shoes suck. He's getting naughty.
His shoes do look like he's wearing a condom that's too small for his dick. Like it doesn't go all the way up, you know?
Yeah. Something's going on. But Ben, are you the only one who know about them problems?
Oh, shut up. Okay. Guys, I was in London the past few days. Here's who I'm going to put on my nice list. The employees at the London Soho MBA store. They have an MBA store there.
Nice.
I did end up, I don't have it on. I should have worn it, but I have, I purchased apparently a UK exclusive. They have a generic NBA line where it's just hoodies and t-shirts that are just the NBA logo, a la Rob Lowe and the NFL, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I got an NBA hoodie. I sent you guys a picture. But all the employees there are like, you know, nobody gives a shit about the NBA in London except for the people that work at the NBA store. All they wanted to do was like talk about ball. It was really great.
And them and like, a lot of soccer players like it too, but that's it. Just really? Like dudes who play soccer, they just go, they get done with a game and start playing 2K.
Jamel, you know what I did?
What'd you do, brother?
You know, I didn't get
Beans
you
for breakfast?
An Arsenal jersey, but I did end up going to the Compton Inn, ooh, which is it's in Compton, London. It's like a neighborhood right next to the Arsenal Stadium. And I went to like the premier like Arsenal bar and had like had a few pints and hung out with a bunch of Arsenal fans. It was great.
Nice.
Right. Damn, before the game on Sunday.
The first Compton was British?
Apparently, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. That's naughty.
It was naughty. It was great. London was fantastic. I wish I could have stayed for more than 3 days. It was kind of a work pleasure trip, but I want to go back. Whoa. And just hang out there.
I'm going to go ahead and put Aaron Gordon on the naughty list. It Ooh. Just seems like he's really stoned all the time. He's just been doing a lot of interviews lately, and he just seems really high in these interviews, and I think that's naughty.
Do you remember when Aaron Gordon put out Denver's coasting?
Yes.
They're kind of coasting right now. I think, what are they, the 3 seed at the moment?
3.5 seed.
They're 18-10, which is like great, but like they seem like they're not trying to win that much. I think Jokic had 9 points the other night.
Nice.
Which I'm seems glad crazy.
I'm glad the Jokic fantasy bubble is bursting.
I mean, he still had like 8 assists and 8 rebounds or whatever. But like, you know, 9 points seems crazy for him.
He was a plus 100 with nine points.
He had 9 points plus 550. But yeah, the Nuggets seem like they're coasting. I do want to, I was listening to our friends Flagrant Magazine's podcast the other day, and Ashton was talking about how she's obsessed with Aaron Gordon's Dwayne Wade diss track, 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
I went and listened to that last night. Man, that song is great. Highly recommend.
Oh, I wasn't sure where you was going.
Wow. It's like somebody doing a bad imitation of Drake circa like 2016, but it's fun. Go listen to 9 out of 10
All right,
by we'll get Aaron Gordon via Ashton Batuso. Let's put Flagrant on our nice list. Why not?
Flagrant's on the nice list.
Flagrant Magazine. I'll put them on the nice list. They're doing a mailbag pod for the holidays, and I sent a question for all of us, I guess, and I'll just read it to you right now. Hold on. I said, "Hi, Flagrant, longtime listener, first-time caller. Which of the following iconic cartoon babies best represents each member of the starting five of Flagrant Magazine? The Ice Age Baby from Ice Age, Maggie Simpson from The Simpsons, Boss Baby from The Boss Baby, Stewie Griffin from Family Guy, and Boo from Monsters, Inc. There is a correct answer. Thank you."
Well, what is the answer, motherfucker? It's our show. Yeah. Tell us.
Go on.
Here's a secret, and I don't think anyone from Flagrant is going to listen to this and find out.
We're safe.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what the correct answer is. I just was throwing them there for stakes, you know?
Well, Benner's on the naughty list for sure.
What? Why?
Benner, you're horny as hell, man. You talked about your search engine. You're a cop. You've got a nasty-ass search history.
I'm a cop?
Well, that's because of the mustache.
Yeah, the mustache.
Peter, nothing has hurt my feelings more than you calling me a cop.
But better, you're the good cop.
No, there is no good cop, and you know I feel that way, and you know that I hate all cops, and you call me a cop.
I don't remember if that joke you were making about wearing a wire was before I clicked record or not. So,
nah, that was before. He wasn't on there.
All right, well, Benner, right, you're so my Peter's, favorite cop.
Peter's naughty too. We're all naughty. I think all three of us get naughties.
I will say, though, I'm excited for basketball to start. It's going to be great.
Basketball's already started. I don't like this. I don't like this narrative that we had to wait for the in-season tournament before basketball started.
I mean, that's what that's
I'm putting the in-season
life,
tournament like. On the nice list, all right? Even though it was dumb and the courts made people's eyes bleed and have seizures, overall, it was engaging. It was fun. And the best part about putting it there is, like, it feels like it happened a year ago and it doesn't really matter. So, like, why not? Filled a little time, got me away from football, and I would say overall success.
I see that point of view. I'm going to put it on the naughty list also, though, because it was purely just a marketing campaign. The games meant nothing. The championship meant nothing.
America is a marketing campaign. Like, yeah, what do you want?
They just told us that these meaningless games mean something, and people bought into it. And I don't like that.
The Lakers hung a banner, man.
Okay, let's put the Lakers on the naughty list for saying we're not going to hang a banner for the IST. And then when they won, they said we're hanging a banner.
Yeah, that's naughty. That's naughty as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
NBA scriptwriters, baby. Bang up job. Yeah, it's okay. Well, listen, you guys are on my nice list.
You guys are on my nice list, too. I did realize late last night, actually, that I meant to buy you guys gifts, and I have not yet. So you guys might be getting Christmas Hanukkah gifts, Chanukah gifts.
Chanukah, thank you.
After probably the holiday. So
sorry, you guys are getting holiday cards from my family probably 1st of February.
I cannot
so
wait
look out for
to
those.
See your fucking babies in a Sears portrait. It's going to be great.
I just want to say something. I have to leave in 30 seconds, and I'm starting the outro music here. But my favorite part about the Smokey Robinson Chinooka video is how upset he is that he feels like someone's pranking him. You can just tell he feels like someone is like he like got won over by doing Cameo, and he's so annoyed he's on Cameo. He's so annoyed he has to do this. It's just one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So happy Chinooka to you guys.
Yeah. Go Google Smokey Robinson Chinooka. To recap, guys, on our naughty list is Draymond Green, Rick Carlisle, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Aaron Gordon, Benner, and the Air Buds all together, I guess, by extension. The in-season tournament, Lakers are hanging an in-season tournament banner, and the referees on our nice list is Tyrese Maxey, and by extension, the Sixers, Russell Westbrook, Tyrese Halliburton, SGA, and the Thunder, except for Josh Giddey. He's on the naughty list. Rudy Gobert, Flagrant Magazine, and the in-season tournament.
Jaylen Brown, too.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown as well. Kind of the king of the in-game dunk right now. That guy has like five incredible dunks on people right in this season. Yeah, Peter, hit the outro. I was hoping
hit the outro music. It's not playing. It's not playing.
Oh no, the soundboard's broken. Oh, that's the intro.
All right, I'm just playing the intro because the outro button wasn't hitting.
Just hit the shabadoo. Hit the shabadoo.
You're ugly. You are disgusting. I'm going to kill you. Give me $200.
Merry Christmas.
Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.